It's Friday. It's fucking Friday. I'm sorry.
It was a rough day.
Yeah.
In technology land.
Got a new website.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, because, you know, sometimes people don't listen too far into it.
Right.
So it's thebrokenshow.com.
Thebrokenshow.com. We're putting episodes up. We're trying to figure some stuff out. We're going through Squarespace. Listen, I went with Rogan. I trusted him. But I think he, and this is nothing against Rogan because I doubt he's ever used Squarespace. But I have a feeling that he didn't give us the full information on how difficult it is to use that fucking website.
Well, he's got a guy
right
on his team that like builds a website like every day. On
yeah, Brian Redban.
Yeah, okay.
I love Redban.
So I think it's just a matter of getting used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a little frustrating.
Yeah, there's a learning curve for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm having a problem. We're having a problem trying to get the RSS shit up.
Yeah, we'll figure it out though.
Yeah.
So right now we only got a few episodes up now. Like I said, it's like we just started building it yesterday,
mm-hmm.
but we figured we'd start telling people. So eventually we're going to do away with Podomatic. We're going to get wired right into iTunes, through Squarespace,
right.
through the new site. But there's a few episodes up. Chances are you've already heard them, but, we're going to keep both going, I think, for like a month. We're going to overlap.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be uploading to the new site and to, Podomatic.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be the day when we finally get all that stuff up. I'm excited about it. Yeah. But for now, thebrokenshow.com, get used to it.
Yeah.
And,
because there's going to be a blog. You'll be able to comment right there on shit. We're going to have a gallery of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably, you know, everything's going to be tied in with Twitter and Pinterest and Facebook and all that shit.
Yeah.
So it'll all be all, yeah. So go there and check it out. And like I said, it's still under construction. We've only been working on it for like one day.
Yeah.
So it's far from done. But yeah, check it out.
So today, after I got off work, and I decided to stop drinking. God, I'm like nervous because I'm not drinking. Isn't that weird?
And you drink a bunch of coffee.
Yeah, and I drink a bunch of coffee.
Dylan's going the opposite route.
Yeah, uppers.
Yeah, and we kind of decided that we're not going to get all hammered anymore, but we will like once or twice a month, and we'll do what we're going to coin a drunkisode.
Yeah.
So yeah, for people that like us all fucking shit-faced, you'll still be able to get that, but it won't be every show.
Right.
Because Dylan's been getting really disgusted with himself.
Yeah.
About his performance being a little slow.
Yeah, I'm sick of being slow. I'm sick of stomping on jokes. I'm sick of missing shit. And I want to try out just a new state of mind, a new state of consciousness as we move forward into the next episodes, into the next chapter of The Broken Show.
He texts me last night and he goes, "Devin, I'm done drinking on the show." I'm like, "Oh, okay." I'm like, "All right, that's cool." I'm not. I'm still going to do my conversation lube,
yeah.
One or two shots, you know what I mean? But I agree. I don't want to be getting all shit-faced anymore. And he goes, I'm gonna start doing uppers. And I'm like, what the fuck are you even doing? Like, whoa.
You going to go buy some speed, Dylan?
Well, no. And I texted him back. I'm like, you mean like coffee, right? And he's like, yeah, and other things. Like the stuff that truckers buy at the gas stations so they can continue their journey. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like 5-hour energy? You going to start doing Starbucks double shots?
See, this is just
out
fucking
of the can?
I'm finding the text right now. This is just case in point of what I'm talking about and why I don't want to drink anymore. Because the shit that I say comes across so fucking arrogant when I'm drinking that it's blowing my mind. Like, I'm such a douche. I'm saying stuff like, yeah, I'm going to go buy trucker pills and get super, like, so fucking crazy, but I want to keep the theme of stay on the attack or something like that. I can't.
Yeah, remember. I didn't get that.
Yeah, who can? It was just drunken Dylan brain just professing arrogance.
That brought me, on the attack. Yeah. I'm like, he really is an alien and he's setting me up to go to prison. He's trying to make me out to be some kind of a fucking domestic goddamn fucking troublemaker.
You know? I'm a fucking idiot.
NSA's number one on the NSA list.
Yeah.
Compliments of fucking the Davis family. It's like, yeah, we got to be on the attack, Devin. You were talking about the look of the website.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it... Read actually what you said.
All right. I got to find them.
I could probably find it faster than you.
Yeah, probably. Although,
but it was like, I got to read it verbatim. Because honestly, dude, it was like, it made me go, what the fuck are you trying to accomplish with this podcast?
I know.
Who are we attacking? I'm like, it just raised so many questions.
Okay, I found it. I said, okay, I think I'm going to stop vaping and maybe try doing more uppers a while.
More of them. Like, you've already been doing them.
Right. And I don't do uppers at all.
I know.
I don't even drink coffee. This is the first day I've drank coffee in fucking months. And
I need to up my dosage.
Yeah.
That's what you were telling me.
I was so stupid. You know what's funny? I actually bought a pack of those trucker pills this morning, too. I didn't take one.
Trucker pills.
Yeah, those fucking, they have like B-zones, like crazy energy.
Like no dose?
Right, exactly.
Or like ephedrine. I think they outlawed that because people were making meth with it.
Yeah,
back in the day. Yeah, White crosses.
I think they're called stingers or something. I'm not really sure, but I bought them this morning.
They're called tweakers.
It has a bee on, a wasp on the package. That's all I know. And I've used them before. I've tried them one other time. And it was like heart beating out of my chest. I don't know why I bought them. I was hungover still. So I was like, I was still in that mode of like, yeah, I'm really cool when I'm not. I'm not cool at all. I have an okay voice, but I'm a dumbass. And so then I go on to say, like what truckers buy from gas stations to complete their drives. I'm just sick of drunk Dylan. And then, you know, I go on to explain why. And then
I just want the quote about being on the attack.
Yeah.
Because that shit was down. I was like, what? I was like, okay. What are you trying to do, man? Just trying to start a movement?
So this is... Okay, it says, so long as it portrays a no fear, let's get on the attack persona, I think we're doing well.
I know. I'm like, what? Holy shit, dude. Like, I'm like, my co-host has plans for this website.
Yeah. Let's get on the attack. I'm leading an army.
Yeah.
Like I'm leading an army of people be the that next, don't exist.
The next Alex Jones show. You're like, yeah, we'll bring them all down. Yeah. We'll bring them down.
Just want to freak out.
With our free speech.
Yeah. It's no good. So yeah, I bought that. Drank like 5 cups of coffee today. So I'm pretty wired in general. Like I'm shaking. You noticed that I was shaking right when I got here.
You were. You were like literally shaking from caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is weird because I haven't done that in a while.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is
every
fun.
Every now and then.
Yeah, it's fun to get up, weird. Get
juiced
weird.
Up on caffeine.
Yeah, and on my way over here, I actually stopped to pick up the new deodorant that you've been professing about for a while.
Oh, shit. Should I tell the world about that? I don't think I've ever talked about that.
I don't think you have.
I haven't told anyone on any of our listeners about this amazing new deodorant that I found. And you're going to laugh at me because everyone does. Everyone thinks I'm freaking nuts until they try it. Now, before I tell you what it is, store-bought deodorants are super high in aluminum and other chemicals that absorb through your skin, through your armpits, when you sweat. And they're poisonous. I mean, they're just bad for you. All kinds of stuff in store-bought deodorant that you do not want on your skin. It's kind of like nasal spray. Like, store-bought deodorant makes you sweat and stink more when you stop using it. Just like nasal spray makes you more stuffed up than you were before you used it when you stop using it. If that makes any sense, if I said that right.
Right. Well, it's the antibiotics thing. You don't want to take antibiotics because when you get off of them, you're not used to that level of exposure.
And thanks to Facebook, I found an all-natural deodorant. Somebody had posted, use a lime. Cut a lime in half, rub the lime under your pit, and it works like deodorant. I was like, all right, I'll try it. So I did a real lime for like 2 weeks. The problem with a lime is that once you use it once, you know, you're supposed to go back and keep using it, you know, a couple of times before you throw it out. Well, it starts to break down, starts to dry out a little bit. You end up with all these little limey bits in your freaking pit hair. These little limey particles.
Little fleshy pulp.
Yeah. Pulp and that was unacceptable. We couldn't be having that. That was like, eh. So I said, what about the little 99-cent concentrated lime juice that you get in the little plastic bottle that looks like a lime?
Mm-hmm.
So I tried that. You know, you just pour some in your hand and you splash it under your pits. You just rub that shit in real good. I know you guys at home are probably laughing your ass off right now because it sounds ridiculous, but this shit is amazing.
It really fucking is.
I can go 2 days without stinking. I don't care if I'm working out in the yard. It doesn't matter. I mean, because I went camping and that shit lasted 2 days. I mean, that's amazing. I put that shit to the test when I went to freaking Bear Lake and, you know, 24 hours doesn't bat an eye. It's not sticky. There's nothing harmful in it at all. And it kills the bacteria, the ascorbic acid in the lime juice. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, and the citric acid and all that. I mean,
well, that's what ascorbic acid is.
Oh, is that what
yeah,
that
well,
is?
Well, yeah, it's all more or less the same acidic.
I got you.
Shit.
Yeah, I was blown away by it. Like, I when I put it on yesterday, I was like, I was really expecting like to have to wash my hands after because it'd be sticky.
It's not.
It's not.
No,
it's not at all.
It dries dry.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. It's cheap. It's way cheaper than deodorant.
Yeah, like 99 cents for a little bottle. It'll last you a month.
Shit, that was 99 cents.
Yeah, it was a dollar. It'll last you a month, and you won't sweat. It's actually an antiperspirant, too. Like, I wasn't sweating or stinking.
Yeah, so it's a little weird miracle product.
It is. It's like the best-kept secret. Like, you know, I'm sure the freaking, you know, Right Guard and... you know, all the deodorant companies, they probably know about this because they test everything under the sun. But they don't want you to know about that. They want you to wipe, you know, all these harmful chemicals and perfumes and shit that are just fucking horrible for your body.
Mm-hmm. And to all you men out there, I've read multiple studies that musk, natural male musk, is actually a very attractive scent to females. So we don't need to fear this whole fucking thing as much as we all do. I mean, stay clean, but don't fucking, you don't need this crazy, you don't need Axe.
Yeah, it's good to smell like a man.
Yeah, to smell like a dude.
Yeah, don't listen to these owners of these companies that are trying to brainwash you into thinking that you need to smell like a freaking, I don't even know.
Well, like an astronaut, according to Axe. I mean, you remember that shit? Did you ever see the ad campaign for all these Axe commercials? Of course they sell it with sex. It was the most brilliant ad campaign ever.
Yeah.
Axe explodes on the scene because they put up a commercial of women just flocking in their underwear to guys who spray a little little boy perfume.
Oh, it's such bullshit.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's
little ridiculous. Boy perfume.
Exactly, yeah, that's what it is.
That's what Axe is.
Because I wore that shit when I went to junior high. It was in my locker. We used to prank kids with it. We would open up their locker while they were taking a shower, and we'd coat their clothes in Axe.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we used to do to people.
Right, and then they'd smell like a little bitch.
Yeah.
But according to Axe, you know, women like little bitches. No, they don't.
No. Women do not
smell like a fucking man.
Yeah.
Be a man.
If you're in junior high, go ahead and fucking wear Axe.
I think I got a little something for Axe body spray. and then put them through the window.
Devin took over the soundboard for this episode.
Yeah.
So far he's already better than me.
I'm moving on. I'm moving on and up.
Yeah.
In my technology.
Yeah, he's joining us in the 21st century with these toys.
Yeah, man. don't try to take away my soundboard or I'll cut you. I fucking love this little thing.
It's fun, huh?
It's great. I know. I got to download some new MP3s and I got some crazy ideas for the soundboard, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've just been lazy. Well, no, we got the new site. I've been working on the new site for like 2 days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So busy, busy.
I know.
I downloaded a couple more last night, but I can't remember what I downloaded. Samples.
I'm going to make my own in Audacity. Like, I'm going to download a whole bunch of different shit, and I'm going to string them together. Yeah, I can't tell you what my ideas are. I'm just going to surprise you with them at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let them come out in appropriate context. To surprise the listeners.
Absolutely.
Like Christmas, every podcast.
Every good radio show's got a little... Don't they?
I just love the violence of it. It just sounds so funny.
Yeah, you notice I'm only hitting the stuff that sounds like death.
Right. A man dies immediately after that. A war begins after that sound.
I need to get the sound of a person being stabbed. Yeah, we don't want to go too psycho.
That'd be funny as fuck. But anyway, so I was going into Walmart, and I walked past this woman that was at like the buy their, you know, when you go into like a grocery store and it has the buy their our fried chicken and our chicken poppers and our potato wedges and shit.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The stuff that's been under the heat lamp for like a long time.
Yeah, for like 6 days.
Yeah.
I was walking past that on the way into the Walmart, and I was looking around. I actually walked around the whole store looking for the lime juice, and I kept running into the same blonde girl, and I was like, fuck, that girl. Oh. She was too tall and Mormon. But
was she hot?
Yeah, she was way hot.
Then the first two don't matter. You're letting your own mind get in the way of some good tang.
Yeah,
Hot's hot. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care how tall she is. I don't care if she's fucking Mormon or Jewish or fucking Muslim. I don't care. Hot's hot.
Listen, I was on a mission. Like, I agree with you, but I was on a mission to find some lime juice. I needed to find this lime juice.
Right.
Because I was already smelling. So maybe if I had found the lime juice and ran into her again and be like, what's up, baby?
Right.
How's it going?
Right. But then again, this goes back to the smell of a man, the musk.
True. True.
You know what I'm saying? Works in France.
Mm-hmm. It does work in France.
You want to get a French girl? Stop bathing.
And eat
snails.
No,
I shouldn't say that. That's terrible.
Stop bathing.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean that. One bullet in the head for me for even saying that. But yeah, you know, you don't want to smell like Axe body spray. You
no.
pick up a French girl.
Junior high girls
like, what,
like
are
it.
You, a woman? That's what she'd say to you.
Mm-hmm. But so there was this woman, she was buying some whatever food at this thing. And she was like, listen, I have been shopping here for a while and I've been waiting for you to bag my food. And I'm telling you right the fuck now. And I was like, wow. And the, you know, the Walmart employee was standing there just like, you know, with her mouth open. Typical Walmart employee, very despondent, looked like they were going to commit suicide quite soon. And this woman was just irate, yelling at her, swearing at her. And I was like, man, this is like right next to the entrance. And in that moment, I was like, yeah, I actually really support her. I support this screaming woman. And I'll tell you why.
Because
eventually she's going to do that to the wrong person and it's going to get her killed.
Oh,
and that's a good thing. So,
right.
That's what I was
right.
thinking.
God, you could say the same thing about me. Fuck.
Gunshot noise.
I need to change my ways. Yeah, I know. I need to stop pulling my dick out so much, swinging it around like I'm somebody important.
Yeah. String pulling your dick out, pulling out my sword, my fucking sword between my legs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, the littlest things just fucking piss me the fuck off. Like, I went and I got a coffee today. And $6 coffee. It's this Grounds for Coffee. It's down the street. They make great coffee. It's fucking amazing. It's, you know what I mean? It's like five and change for a large. You know, it's like real espresso. You know what I mean? They do it upright.
Yeah.
Better than Starbucks. Wait, fuck. I hate Starbucks. I think their coffee tastes like shit. But this is a really, you know, a privately owned coffee place. And, you know, I go there quite a bit. And it's always really good. But the chick that waited on me today... she was like really, really happy and chipper, like overly happy and bubbly and shit, which is fine if that doesn't get in the way of her doing her job. Because basically what she did is she made my coffee and she didn't stir it up at all. She like put the sugar, the flavor shots, and then put the coffee and then the cream, and she never stirred it. So she hands me this coffee. I take a sip out of it. I'm like, I don't know if she put in enough sugar or anything in it. You know, I didn't even think to stir it because normally... You know, you think if you spend $6 on a coffee, it's going to come to you ready to drink.
Yeah.
No, she never stirred it up. She didn't mix all the ingredients together. So I finally get down to like a third of the coffee, and now it's just disgustingly sweet and overly flavored.
Just syrup.
Yeah. And I'm like, I just wanted to choke the bitch. I just wanted to go back there and just choke her little happy fucking twat the fuck out. Because, I mean, come on. Being overly happy and polite does not make up for not doing your fucking job.
Yeah.
I mean, holy shit, you do one thing, you make fucking coffee.
Yeah, right.
I'd rather you be bitter towards me and hand me a $6 proper coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was drunk with happiness. That was the problem.
See, that's the difference between Utah and New York. New York, everyone's pissed off, but they do their fucking job right. In Utah, they're just bubbly happy. Oh, hey, have a great day. And then they hand you shit. Because they don't know how to fucking do their job.
Furious anger.
Yeah,
I was so bitter. But it's like the little things that piss me off. The big shit don't really get to me. It's like little annoyances like that.
Yeah.
It's like, really, bitch?
That is what gets at
you. I got to stir my own $6 fucking coffee?
That shit really
gets
you.
I will from now on. Mm-hmm. From now on, I'll be like, where's my stir stick?
Yeah, give me my stir stick.
You know?
You're not getting a tip.
I didn't tip.
I didn't think you did.
No.
I could just picture her in the back like, oh my God, this day is so great. I'm going on a date right after I get off work. Oh my God. And she's like just looking at the like at her phone and she's like texting and she's like pouring the different fucking things in. Like she's making a layer cake inside your coffee cup and then she pours the, you know, and then she's just like, huh, that Clyde is so sweet. And then she walks out to the window. Here you go.
Right. That's exactly how it was. I'm serious, man. And there, like, I normally do tip, but there was just something that just told me, no, don't fucking tip this bitch. And that was why.
And you just fucking knew?
Yeah, there was something about just everything about the whole experience today that just told me don't tip.
I had an experience. Yeah.
I don't know what it was. I think I was pissed off. Oh, yeah. Because I ordered something different today. And I order the same thing every day. So today I decided to get a different flavor. Wouldn't you know, it was 25 cents more. Now, I don't give a shit about the 25 cents. I really don't. Mm-hmm. But I assumed that it would all be the same price. Mm-hmm. But it had one extra flavor shot in it. This one. Right? So when she told me how much it was, I was like, that's not right. I order this every day. And then I looked at the menu and I was like, oh, I see. All right, that makes sense.
I could just see the blood start pumping quicker, like as Devin notices.
I mean, I don't care
the
about
25.
The quarter, but it's like when you think it's going to be a certain price and they tell you something different and they're all super chipper to your face and shit. I don't know. Maybe it's just a New York thing.
It's so funny because I can picture it in my mind exactly what it looks like. And like, I know why it makes you mad, and it's so funny to me because it's just like you're expecting one thing and it was different, and there wasn't much of an explanation for it. And you're like, well, what the fuck?
And I'm like, this makes no sense. This makes no sense at all. You're ripping me off, bitch. Do you not know your own fucking prices? And then I looked up at the board. I was like, all right. And then it was a caramel vanilla. Right?
Yeah.
Normally it's only white mocha. That's only one flavor shot.
Right. But caramel vanilla.
Oh, that's right. They got to hit me for the extra 25 cents for the, you know, for the extra shot of flavor, which sat in the bottom of my goddamn coffee. I didn't even get to enjoy that shot of flavor because she didn't stir the shit. She was too busy smiling to do her goddamn job. It's
get fucking unhappy and do your job, bitch. Enough. Enough with this shit.
I'm gonna fucking shank her.
I think you really love that board.
I do. God.
But I had an experience at the exact same coffee house today. Because, you know, as I've been talking about, I'm trying to do something different. That also leads me to do just various different things throughout my day. Believe it or not, when I'm not on this podcast, I'm alive and I'm doing shit. To the listeners out there that are just like, dance, monkey! But, So I went to the I went up to the Grounds for Coffee, the drive through, and I was sitting there and I just wanted a daily brew, black. That's how I drink my coffee. Don't want anything else. And this really cute girl came to the window, and I'm wondering if it was the same girl. Probably not.
She was wearing like a sundress, like a blue and white sundress.
Nah, not the same girl then. This girl looked a little more rockery. She was wearing like a black cutoff shirt.
Nah, not that. No.
And she, I mean, she was a cute girl.
Well, most of them are there.
True.
Yeah.
True.
The owner's a guy. And he hires cute chicks.
But he knows what he's doing. He knows how to get the tips.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The tips don't go to him, but he knows how to draw the business is what you meant to say.
Right. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah. It's like, where am I going to go get my coffee? Where all the cute chicks work?
Or where the bikers?
Or Starbucks, where I got to deal with some fucking gay guy. I'm serious. I'd rather go, you know, buy my coffee from a hot chick
than
some snooty, stuck-up, you-don't-belong-here gay dude.
Yeah. Starbucks
like
gay guy.
Like Starbucks fucking hires.
Yeah.
Starbucks. If you work at Starbucks, I'm sorry.
You're an asshole.
No, it's not what I was saying. I'm saying I'm pretty much calling all the guys that work at Starbucks gay, you know. So if you're straight and you work at Starbucks, I apologize.
Yeah.
To classify you unjustly.
Sorry. Fuck. I'm still stepping over. I'm still stepping on you. I'm trying to stop.
I need to get like a little red flag, and I can just pull it up when I'm done talking.
And I go silent,
so you know.
Right. Yeah.
Whichever way works for you, man. But I'll give you the signal when I'm done.
Yeah. I just get so excited.
I get long-winded, so it's like a battle, a battle on the microphones. My long-windedness versus your impatientness.
And sometimes you take a pause. It's like just like a millisecond
but
too
long. But
it's
a dramatic pause.
Right,
it's important
I know.
To what I'm doing.
God.
That little bit of pause is very important.
Yeah, I know.
Furious anger!
And so I buy the coffee from the girl. She leans up on the counter all cute. She tells me about this fire that's happening in the area. And I looked out my window. I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy. And then she hands me the receipt. And this is something I've literally never done. I sign the receipt, give her a $2 tip on a fucking $1.30 coffee. She was cute. And then I
know, because I'm looking at him like, you fool.
Yeah. You're like, you fucking idiot. So I give her a $2 tip. Listen, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I wrote my phone number on the receipt and handed it back to her. And then I drove away. And I haven't gotten a text back yet, so I'm pretty sure she's not interested.
Well, let me tell you something. You could roll into that drive-thru in a Bentley and not tip, and she would call you. Or you could roll up in your car, tip her $10, and still not get called.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, tipping don't get you in the pants.
No, in fact, I was just being nice.
Yeah, yeah, no.
I mean, I wasn't necessarily saying, giving her... You're making me sound like I'm soliciting for a prostitute. Like, hey, what's up, baby? $2.
Coffee slut.
Yeah. Come on, girl. I gave you $2 that you're going to have to split with 8 other employees because that's how tipping works in those places. I mean, I was fully aware of what I was doing. I knew that she was going to see maybe 80 cents out of that $2 tip, but I just wanted her to look at the receipt and go, oh, $2, what the... And then see my receipt or see my phone number.
Nah.
But she probably... I just got a text. Oh, it's not her. wouldn't that have been great?
That would have been the best. Yeah. That would have been the shit if it was her.
Fucking awesome. So I don't think I'll see a reply to that.
Hey, but you know what? You just got to go back. Just keep throwing dollar bills at her. You never know.
Yeah.
Maybe she strips in the evenings.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. You
know? Maybe she's into dollar bills. I don't fucking know.
Drives out to that Southern Exposure thing. Have you ever been there? Have you been to any titty bars in Utah?
Club Wet.
I haven't been there.
Been to Club Wet a bunch of times. That's where I met Danny.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was hanging out with this big fucking crazy group of people. Ended up fucking going back to this crazy party, crashing there. I'm like crashing in this weird house. I didn't fucking know anyone. Ended up getting like this long-term business contact out of it. You know, and eventually a roommate because she eventually moved in with me, Danny. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'll never forget the first night. I'm crashing out on the couch and she's like the cutest little fucking thing. And she comes over and she curls up next to the couch and she's just laughing her ass off. And I'm like, what are you laughing at? And she told me I looked like Bob Saget. She was cracking the fuck up because she thought I looked like Bob Saget. And which, you know, I took as an insult.
Of course.
You know, I don't anymore because she broke me of that. I'm like, all right, fine. If my hair's cut a certain way, I kind of do. But, yeah. Like that strip bar.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. They keep it dark enough.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see the strippers until you go out back and smoke. And then you see them in the good lighting. And you're like, Yeah. Whatever. It fucking works. I go there to play pool, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And they make a really good... What's that fucking drink that everyone... What's the big... It's like a Long Island iced tea, but it's like Utah's version of it.
Cosmopolitan? I don't fucking know. I have no idea.
No. No. A Long Island iced tea and a Cosmopolitan's two completely different drinks.
I don't know.
Cosmopolitan is a pink fucking martini.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never had one.
Don't ever say Cosmopolitan again. Act like you don't even know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
It's the biggest chick drink on the fucking planet. It's a pink martini.
Yeah. I've heard it said in Sex and the City. That's why.
Don't ever say that. Oh, God.
I don't watch
it,
Sex
bro.
In the City, Devin. I don't fucking
just
watch
like,
the
oh
show.
Oh, my God. No wonder the fucking chick at the coffee place doesn't want anything to do with
oh,
you.
Fuck you.
You're ordering Cosmopolitans and because you saw it on Sex in the fucking City. Holy shit.
Well, listen, you can't even fucking remember the drink name.
No, it's like a Long Island iced tea. It's Adios Motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I've had that.
I know you have, because you live in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like big in Utah. They make them really good at Club Wet. If anybody out there is in Utah that listens, I don't know. Do we have any local listeners? Probably not.
Probably not.
But our stats from Podomatic, they fucking suck, so we don't even know what parts of the country people are listening from.
Right.
Yeah, you click on where in the country, and it's like, you know, no comprende. It just doesn't sell you shit.
I don't know what a Cosmopolitan is.
Cosmopolitan is, what the fuck is it? It's vodka. Vodka, I think it's, God damn it, Grand Marnier or some shit.
Period blood and
some kind
call
of
it good.
And I think they put a splash of cranberry in it just to make it pink.
Okay.
But it's vodka and some kind of sweet something.
vodka and girl stuff.
It's been a while, dude. I've only made a couple of Cosmos in my life when I was a bartender. It's been so long.
Mm-hmm.
But I know they're pink. And they put a twist in it.
Like a
rind.
Oh, okay.
Like a strip of lemon rind that they actually, it's like a little corkscrew.
Gotcha.
It floats in your drink. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is. It's the biggest bitch drink on the planet. But I'll tell you, they'll get you fucked up because it's straight booze.
Hmm.
I mean, it's straight booze.
Basically,
I mean,
just not a cranberry.
It's not a pansy drink. It just looks like a pansy drink because it's in that glass, in a martini glass. Martini glass looks pansy to begin with. You know what I mean?
It does.
It's a pansy unless looking you're James glass. Bond. And then it's pink on top of that.
Right.
So you're drinking this pink drink in the most feminine looking glass on the planet.
With a little corkscrew of fruit.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Like just to make pigtail. It a yeah, just to make it a little extra feminine. So yeah. But dude, I mean they'll fuck you up.
They might as well put a little figurine of a Volkswagen Beetle in it.
Yeah, you're better off just not putting the splash of cranberry in it.
Yeah.
Just drink a clear drink.
Mm-hmm. Be a man.
Be a man. I mean, that, you know what? In Nathan would have my fucking hide for this shit. Because he's like, you know, you can be a straight guy and drink a pink drink. What's wrong with pink? And he would fucking just lambaste me for that shit. But we're not quite there yet, are we, people? We're not fucking quite there yet in society where you're going to be a man drinking a pink drink in a martini glass and not have people looking at you a little fucking funny.
Mm.
When we finally get to the point when you can do that shit, holla fucking looo-yah.
Mm. But for now,
but we're not there. But we're not there. Yeah, drink a fucking scotch on the rocks like a man. Smoke a cigar. Get some tang.
Do that.
Yeah, unless you want some tweenies and then wear axe.
Yeah, and then wear axe and drink Cosmos.
And drink Cosmos. And go to prison.
Okay. Well, fuck.
We had an hour already?
No.
Oh, shit. No. You said, well, fuck, like we were already at an hour. I was like, god damn.
Now, well, fuck, just, like, do you want to start the stories?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
All right. Which one do you want to do?
I don't know. You didn't tell me any of them.
Well, I'm about to read them. Mr. fucking patient, impatient Devin. Jesus.
Hey. Don't make me shank you.
Okay, so we have 61-year-old graffiti vandal leads police on a 300-meter chase on a toy scooter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or bachelor party unearths ancient remains.
I got to hear about the old man.
All right.
Running from the cops on a scooter. Too. Tell me about that one.
All right, so this was in Australia. So yeah, 61-year-old graffiti vandal led police on a 300-meter chase on a toy scooter after spray painting the Kingscliff Police Station. And it's pretty funny, like, some of the shit that he did, like, it says Kingscliff Police Station on the side of the, on the brick, right?
Mm.
And he, like, spray painted that out with orange spray paint, and then he just spray painted dumb cops.
How old was this guy?
61.
Yeah.
Nearing retirement age, you know?
And this was in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Crime in Australia is really weird.
I mean, I don't know anything about Australia. Shit. What the fuck do we know about Australia, you know?
Yeah. So the police intercepted the man a few blocks from the station after spotting the 61-year-old spraying Kingy Boys Rule, which I don't know what that... I guess that's a gang that he started.
That's his fucking senior citizen gang.
Yeah. They all ride around on rascal scooters. Got gats in their fucking... baskets.
They're all going through their fourth childhood.
Yeah. Their sixth midlife crisis.
Oh my God.
And,
yeah, because they can't handle a motorcycle anymore.
Right.
But they still want to ride.
Kingy Boys Rule and other illegible slogans in orange paint on the building early yesterday morning. Despite his age, the man put up quite a fight, injuring two officers, good for you, man, while they tried to arrest him, with Detective Inspector Brendan Cullen saying one officer suffered a shoulder injury.
Really?
I don't know.
Shit got rough.
This guy was thug-o-matic.
Yeah, dude.
Thug for life.
Yeah.
One of the officers will be off work for 1 week with a shoulder injury, and the female officer suffered some grazes to her head.
Oh my God. I can't believe this. I can't believe this 61-year-old man on a fucking scooter, a push scooter, no less.
Yeah,
a
toy scooter.
A toy scooter.
A little razor.
Gave these police officers hell like that. I can't. It's just,
what does that say about Australian police, though?
Maybe they, all right, in their defense, the only thing I can think of is maybe they just didn't want to hurt the old psycho.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, they were like, oh, God, he's, like, old and frail, and they're trying to be gentle with him, and he's not.
Right.
The old man's not being gentle with them at all.
Yeah, they're afraid to kill him.
Right.
They're afraid that they're going to push him over and his prostate will explode.
And then lawsuit.
Right.
And what are the people in the courtroom going to say?
Yeah.
Really? You had to break his hip? Yeah. Look at him. He's old. You couldn't have subdued this old man without breaking his bones? And that's what the cops were thinking the whole time. They were trying to handle him with kid gloves. And the old man was like swinging his scooter around by the freaking handlebars. Just cracking motherfuckers in the head.
Smashing, murking motherfuckers as they're trying to catch him.
What are they? Razor. Is that what they're called? Those little scooters?
Yeah, that's a brand of them.
Everyone at home knows what I'm talking about. Right. Dude, that's like totally a weapon.
Yeah, you could turn that into a fucking... You get that in a tailspin.
Dude.
Suddenly you got a dangerous weapon.
You just swing it like an axe. I mean, this old man swinging his fucking scooter around. These poor cops are like, oh, God, God. You know. And they couldn't tase him.
Right.
You can't tase him.
It'll stop his heart.
Yeah, it could kill him. You know?
Yeah.
Mason, you got to mace a 61-year-old man. Cops were defenseless.
Exactly. They were armed with nothing.
Yeah, the cops couldn't use any of their fucking hardware. No beanbag shotguns, no fucking rubber bullets.
Don't bring a fist to a scooter fight.
And he was probably like a boxer in his day.
Probably. Well, he was a gangster.
Some scrapping fucking outback... Some, you know, Crocodile Dundee type.
Killed 100 kangaroos.
You know, that's not a knife. That's a knife. You know, fucking one of those motherfuckers. Lived in the outback most of his life.
Yeah.
You know.
Part of the Kingy Boys.
Had no problem eating a fucking koala bear.
Ate their eyes because he thought it made him stronger because it was the spirit of the animal.
It gave him the eye of the koala.
Yeah.
It's the eye of the koala. All right, you get...
That was stupid.
You get 3 bullets in the leg for that one.
Fuck. Yeah, sorry, that was bad.
Wait, one more. In the foot.
Let's see. Sorry, I'm trying to find where I was.
Yeah, like... So the cops got all beat the fuck up by this 61-year-old tag artist.
Yeah. The reasons why he went to these lengths, I'm not completely sure. This is a quote. But needless to say, the actions we are alleging are quite irrational, particularly with police being in the building at the time. It's not our usual type of graffiti suspect at that age, obviously. Police said there was no closed captioning television footage of the incident, as the man had spray painted all the cameras prior to committing the offense.
Holy shit. This
guy's a genius.
I'm telling you.
Oh my God. I wish this guy was my grandpa.
I'm wondering if the old man was just a distraction at this point.
Right.
That's all the old man. He was just running smokescreen.
Yeah.
For what was really going on.
Yeah, they chase after him on the scooter. Meanwhile, yeah. Gladys is running into the evidence room. Yes. Grabbing some coke.
Exactly. Right? His 63-year-old wife was raiding the storage room. She was stocking up on drugs and ammo. Meanwhile, these cops are trying to take down this wily 61-year-old without fucking breaking his hip.
They're not going to put him in prison. He's going to get a slap on the wrist. They're going to send him back to the home.
Yeah, he's just, all he has to do is just look around and say, where am I?
Yeah. And then he goes back to the home, and then him and Gladys get a huge coke fest going. They bang each other.
Because, you know, you can do that at any age on coke.
Exactly.
That's right. Make you young again for the night.
I think we solved the case. I think we did.
I think we did. I think he was running a smokescreen for bigger and better shenanigans.
Yeah. Because, you know, this is just... Either this is a crime of passion or the dude's a genius. Because why would a 61-year-old man hate the police so much?
Why would he spray paint the cameras before he did what really grabbed their attention?
Mm-hmm.
It's because he didn't want his wife Gladys to get seen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
That's it.
I think we solved it. I think we solved the case.
That is it. Fuck, that's so funny, dude. That was one of my favorite articles that I've read in a long time. Because it's just like, you know, fuck the police.
Did it give any details about him, like, you know, beating him with the fucking scooter or anything?
No, it didn't say, it doesn't really say anything after that. It just says that they charged him with multiple offenses, including resist arrest, malicious damage, and 2 counts of assault police.
Was he, like, dropping handfuls of tacks behind him as he was trying to escape?
Lighting up smoke bombs. You'll never catch me.
You know? Fucking little oil slick.
Doing bunny hops off the curb.
How far did he make it?
300 meters.
300 meters.
Yeah, which I'm not really sure what that is in American, but...
It's, you know, it's pretty far.
Yeah, it's not bad. Some couple slow, of blocks.
Some slow cops.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He was on a scooter, let's be honest.
How fast can you go on them scooters?
I mean, especially really, when you're 61.
You know what I'm saying?
He's got, like, you know, arthritis and creaky bones.
All right.
Can't push very fast.
Fucked a couple cops up, though.
That's true. That's you true. Did. Watch, the guy was probably in tip-top shape, too.
Yeah, he looked like Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, right.
Because Stallone's like 60-something.
He's in the 60s. I think he's actually 70.
So is Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to chase after either one of those motherfuckers.
Stallone is 67 fucking years old.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You want to fuck with Stallone?
Yeah.
I mean, what if this old guy would... Oh, my God. What if he looked like that?
Right.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he's just bashing cops' heads together.
Oh, yeah.
He's Rocky punching them.
Suplexing them. giving them the fucking tombstone.
On the front yard.
Yeah.
Boom. Fucking cutting people's heads. Yeah, that could have been, he could have been Australia's Rambo.
He could have been. Australia's Rambo. All right, what else we got? I didn't really care for that other one. You said we had a couple more.
Yeah, it was okay. It was kind of like an offshoot story. And then we got two others. We got woman gives birth to lizard.
Oh.
Gets accused of witchcraft.
Oh.
Or.
Yeah, I gotta know. I gotta know for my own research.
Or, yeah, for real, right?
Into the reptilian order.
Yeah. Well, she was born in Indonesia, so maybe it's not so much, but.
She gave birth to a lizard. I need to know.
Yeah.
Well, and so does David Icke. David Icke's all over that shit.
Get David Icke on the phone. Immediately.
He's already there. He's on
You're
scene.
Right. Yeah,
dude,
no.
As soon as he found out, he got on a plane. He's like, I need to inspect.
And then the other article is this woman was... It's really, like, the title doesn't do it justice, but I'll read it anyway. Cool dead woman hangs out at her own funeral.
I don't get it. I want to know about the lizard.
All right, let's do the lizard.
Let's do the lizard, because we got to be getting close.
Yeah, we are getting pretty close. All right, woman gives birth to lizard, gets accused of witchcraft. That's the headline.
Of all things.
Yeah, of
witchcraft.
Course. Well, it's Indonesia. They're pretty behind the times out in that fucking island country.
They don't get to watch ancient aliens
right.
Three nights a week on fucking Discovery Channel.
Yeah, or discover things like toilets.
History Channel, maybe, whatever.
As strange as it may sound, an Indonesian woman apparently gave birth, in quotes, to a lizard and is now being threatened by an angry lynch mob that is accusing her of practicing witchcraft. Well, of course, it's a third world country. Debbie Nubatonis, I hope I said that right.
Yeah, it don't matter.
31, gave birth to the gecko after an 8-month pregnancy. The scientists say that it is clearly nonsense that a woman has given birth to a lizard. Officials are sending in a team of experts to clear the mystery. Like, we gotta get on this. The government's like, we gotta get involved.
Well, yeah, because the government wants to cover it up.
Right.
You know? She got knocked up by a goddamn reptilian, and she's giving birth to a lizard. Oh, yeah.
It's like a full-grown gecko, though. Like, it's a full-grown lizard.
So, she had an abortion, and then she got freaky with the lizard. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, how else did the lizard get up in there?
Right.
I mean, she actually went to, like I want to talk to the guy that was in charge of the delivery.
Yeah.
This lizard actually came out of her with birth fluid and all that other shit.
It's
the placenta.
It kind of gets over that. It kind of explains a little bit of that later in the
article. Are we getting our fucking titles from the National Enquirer?
I mean, this is from India Today. I mean, who fucking knows? There's a picture of a woman holding a fucking lizard.
Is it covered in birth fluid?
Nah, I think they cleaned it off at this point. I think they got it cleaned up.
Spin the laptop. I want to look at it.
All right. Hang on just a sec. I mean, who knows? This could be a fucking hoax story.
Dude,
but it's silly.
Not right. The lizard is way too small. That's a tiny little gecko.
Right, yeah. It's not like a bipedal fucking lizard man like David Icke's looking for.
I think this chick wanted to make the news. I think this is all bullshit.
So she stuffed a lizard in her pussy and...
I mean, I totally believe in reptilians, don't get me wrong, but this is bullshit.
Yeah.
That little tiny gecko, she slipped that shit up in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a mistake. It's clearly she didn't fucking give birth to a lizard.
Clearly.
Yeah. But it's just funny because an entire country is like, get this woman for witchcraft because we're too stupid to fucking know.
All right, yeah, now I get it. Okay, once I saw the picture of the little gecko... yeah,
you were expecting,
man,
like a Komodo dragon to come crawling out.
I was expecting, you know, like what the Queen of England looks like without her mask. Is what I was expecting. But yeah, that was clearly a small little critter.
Mm-hmm.
Either got pushed or crawled up in this woman.
Mm-hmm.
But witchcraft. I mean, that's kind of hilarious that the whole country's after her now.
Yeah,
they want to burn her.
Yeah, pretty much.
They want to burn her at the
whatever
stake.
They do to witches in Indonesia.
They what they do is they dunk you in the water.
And then if you survive, then you're a witch.
Right, and then they burn you.
Right, right. Yeah, I know how they do it in America.
Which never makes... Doesn't
no,
make any
because
goddamn...
Because they all died.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Like, we're going to hold you underwater for an hour. And if you survive, you're a witch.
I know. Could you imagine, like, they're on their,
died.
Like, 100th witch drowning. And they're like, fuck, we're wrong again.
Yeah.
How did she add 2 + 2, though?
They're like, well, I guess she wasn't a witch. And they just go back to their lives, wait for the next strange occurrence,
fuck,
wait for the next third nipple to come walking by.
Yeah. Third nipple.
Dude, that'll fuck you up for anything, man.
Back in the
anything.
Day. Back in the Salem days.
Obviously, it's not back in the day.
Oh, yeah, here it's a totally different thing. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they do to witches in Indonesia. But in our Salem witch trials,
yeah,
that's what we did.
Yeah.
So maybe they do the same thing.
Such a horrible goddamn thing.
Well, it's just ignorant idiots.
Yeah. Yeah, Salem witch trials was a terrible, terrible time in our fucking history, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
God damn it.
Okay, so Nubatonus apparently gave birth to the gecko in May in the remote Oenunto village where a midwife delivered the lizard. Delivered, mm-hmm, in quotation marks. So, you know, maybe they were trying to make the news.
Yeah, I think the midwife was in on it.
Yeah, like he was like, oh my god, there's a lizard.
Well, did you see the picture of the chick holding the lizard? Did you see that big fucking smile on her face?
Yeah. Oh, but this isn't that picture is not the woman that gave birth to it, apparently.
No, but it's probably the midwife.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She's like, look, mom, I'm on TV.
Yeah.
Or how, you know, they don't talk like that in Indonesia. I don't know how to imitate
Indonesian.
They
don't talk like Southern Americans.
But they might as well. They're so goddamn ignorant.
Yeah, sure.
Holy shit. Witchcraft. But that's what you get for trying to pull a hoax. Try it.
True.
You got the attention you wanted and then some.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're tied to a fucking stake.
The news of the lizard birth led to threats being leveled against the woman and her family, who were accused of witchcraft, and the debate quickly made its way to the internet as well. Of course it did.
Yeah, of course it did.
Dr. Something, something Indonesian, chief medical officer of nearby something Indonesian city, says, it is clearly nonsense to suggest that the woman gave birth to a lizard. There has never been, this is hilarious, there has never been a proven case of a living organism from one species giving birth to a different species. It just doesn't happen. No shit. Why does that have to be said? Of course a tiger's never given birth to a whale.
Well, because, you know, all the people brandishing torches and pitchforks.
True.
They need, they need a little logic.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right. Have you ever seen this before?
Because without facts, it's witchcraft.
Right.
That's right. What else could it be? She couldn't possibly be lying about this.
Yeah.
Who would do that? Who would lie about giving birth to a lizard?
There is no other explanation but witchcraft.
It's got to be. It's got to be. Couldn't be that she's lying.
No.
That would just be... That would just... I mean, what would the odds be of her lying about something like that?
Very illogical.
Yeah.
Very illogical people. Well, plus, they live in fucking huts. And she actually did have a belly. That's what's weird. But in the article, they call it a phantom pregnancy.
I could just see David Icke
just jerking off to the story like,
no,
I knew it.
How disappointed.
Oh.
How disappointed he must have been when he finally got to Indonesia and they showed him the little gecko. Are you serious?
He just flips him off. Fuck, god damn it. Give me my plane. I'm out of here. This is bullshit. We have spoken to locals who confirmed that the woman showed all the symptoms of pregnancy, and it does seem, according to the midwife, that she appeared to be going into labor. However, we believe it was just a phantom pregnancy, where there was never a child, although the woman would have had many of the symptoms. Ataupa, the doctor, I believe, said that a small percentage of the women who have phantom pregnancies also experience labor. He further said that there might have been some discharge during birthing which could have landed on the lizard, leading to the confusion and belief that the woman had given birth to a gecko.
So there just happened to be a lizard crawling by.
Right.
At the time. Yeah, so maybe she wasn't lying. Maybe they're just really stupid.
Yeah.
That's Indonesia. I mean, there's lizards running around everywhere. Yeah. Maybe they're just like really dumb.
And if you live in a fucking hut with grass on top for a roof, lizards can get in. They can get into that hut. It's not a very sterile environment.
No.
Yeah. God. So, you know, a lizard just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Got hit with some birth juice, mm-hmm. and they were like, oh, there it is. That's the answer.
Right. Like the midwife looked away for a minute.
Yeah, to look at the husband.
Yeah, and when she turned her head back, there was a birth juice covered lizard laying between her legs, and she just did the math. She just put one and one together and said, witchcraft.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. God damn it.
Just breathe, honey, just breathe.
I mean, obviously there wasn't an umbilical cord attached to the lizard.
Right.
Isn't that a surefire sign?
Right.
That it came out of the mother?
Mm-hmm. Unless she was a witch.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
God.
People are very fucking stupid.
This is for Indonesia. How did that happen?
Maybe you hit it so hard that
I got like five of them going at the same time.
Hit it a little softer. Yeah, I don't think you need to hit it any harder than that.
I don't need to smash the whole fucking thing with my fist.
Yeah, you don't need to like Devin hit.
Well, allow me to retort.
Yeah, I guess you don't really need to hit it that hard.
Because it's only three stages. It's soft, medium, and fucking loud.
Yeah. I like it.
It's fun.
Fucking witches. All right, let's do one more.
All right. So this is the last story, unless you want to do the bachelor party one, which...
Yeah, I'm kind of curious.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I want to know.
This one's a little less funny. Like, because when I originally picked up... I mean, it's kind of funny, just because, first of all, what these guys were doing for the bachelor party, they suck. They don't know how to do bachelor parties.
Hmm.
Like, this guy is clearly marrying a shitty woman because they're not going to do something fun at a bachelor party.
Well, we can make fun of that.
Right. And that's kind of why I grabbed it. Many bachelor party participants get more than they bargained for, you know, because like strippers and oh my God, crazy guys. But for one group of revelers at Elephant Butte Lake State Park in New Mexico, what they got on Monday could turn out to be historic. As we are cruising by, we see, in quotes, what seemed to be a large tusk coming out of the ground, a good 3 to 4 inches. Antonio something tells the news. So they did what any self-respecting young men in their prime surely would. They started digging. That's stupid. After unearthing what they thought was a woolly mammoth skull, the group sent photos to New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science in Albuquerque. It turns out that the fossil belongs to a stegomastodon, a 9-foot-tall, 13,000-pound pachyderm that roamed New Mexico millions of years ago. Gary Morgan, a paleontologist with the museum, tells CBS News that in his 30-year career, he has never seen a skull which, being full of sand, could weigh 1,000 pounds, appear to be so perfectly intact. He headed up yesterday's excavation of the remains, telling the Las Cruces Sun News that the skull of the elephant-like creature may be the only complete one found in New Mexico. What Morgan was able to discern from the animal's teeth and location is that it likely perished 3 million years ago around the age of 50.
What the fuck were they doing?
I know.
Where was the fucking booze and the strippers and the cocaine?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
God damn it.
They better have been on their way to get hookers and shit.
I don't get it. And dude, I'm there to get fucked up.
Right.
Why am I digging? Were they Mexicans? Because maybe that's just where they hang. That's just like what they do because they're from there, you know?
Right, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're going out to a rave, a desert rave, you know? This guy was named Antonio Gradius.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just one guy.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it was in Mexico, right?
New Mexico.
New Mexico?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well. Well. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I could see, you know, fucking native Mexicans doing some digging in the dirt type shit. I mean, it's just, you know, they're surrounded by it. They build their fucking houses with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They feel compelled every time they're around dirt and they're just like, fuck, I gotta dig.
Yeah, they do all the landscaping and shit.
Right, exactly.
You know, all the landscapers I ever fucking see around me are, they're all Mexican. They like that dirt.
Yeah, they
they're
do.
They're like, hey, what's that?
Is that some dirt? Hey. Can I dig your dirt, sir?
Juan, grab the shovel. I think I got something.
Juan.
fucking, I don't know, Valdez. That's a fucking Mexican name, right?
Guillermo, right?
Right.
Fucking tortilla.
Yeah. Get the donkeys. We might have to pull this bitch out.
Madre de Dios.
Nah, I don't fucking know.
It is a lame story.
Yeah.
Because it's like, fuck those guys. They're not doing anything fun.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make fun of them for that. That's the only thing I wanted to do.
Hey, you know.
It is pretty cool, though, that they found a fucking complete skull of a... what was the fuck was it? Stegomastodon.
Yeah. There's more to that story than we know.
You think there's more?
Yeah. I think we could probably... Did you ever see the movie... the one where they kill the hooker in Vegas.
The Vegas.
And then they got to go out in the desert and they got a barrier.
That's what happened, dude.
Yeah, yeah. They had a dead prostitute on their hand. They were out digging to bury the fucking hide the body and they found that skull.
Right.
That's what fucking happened.
Because why is a 50 million, or no, not 50, 3 million years old skull sticking out of the ground?
It wouldn't be.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be. These guys got a little crazy with a couple of prostitutes.
Yeah.
One of them dropped dead. They had to get rid of the body. That's how they found it. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, that's what happened. They were digging hole, and then they were like, what the fuck is that? Okay, guys, let's come back to this, but we got to go over there. We got to go over there a little bit, and we'll bury the hooker over there. And then after they did that, they're like, well, we can make a little bit of money. So they went back. And they sent the pictures, and then the scientists showed up, and they were standing there all skittish with fucking fake smiles on their faces, like,
yeah, don't pay any attention to that freshly dug mound, you know, 300 yards to the left, you know, nothing to see there. That's what, they just parked the truck over where they buried the hooker.
Right.
Right, when the authorities came to dig up the mastodon
skull.
Yeah, they just parked over the freshly unearthed
mound of fucking mound, grave.
Yeah. Exactly. I should just be a fucking detective, man. I solved all these cases.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
You solved the old man case?
I didn't need a shred of fucking evidence. I didn't need a single clue. I just fucking know these things. They were trying to get rid of a body. I wonder where the body actually did end up.
Yeah.
Well, because the body didn't go away just because they found a fucking fossil.
Right.
Still got a body in the trunk. So, yeah. To any authorities on that case, you might want to look around.
I agree.
All right. We outie?
We're at an hour.
Nah, let's do one more.
You want to do the last one?
Yeah, let's do the last one.
This one's very strange. All right, New Orleans. Of course, it's in New Orleans. Two New Orleans women decided to give their mother the funeral she would have wanted. Miriam Burbank, May to her girls, sported dark shades and New Orleans Saints themed nail polish.
This is the corpse?
Yes.
This is the dead body at the funeral.
Yeah, yeah.
Or she actually had dark shades. At the wake. Or is this the wake or the funeral?
It says the funeral. Well, hang on. I don't know. I'll keep reading. It hasn't really said yet.
It might not matter.
Yeah, it probably doesn't. I think it's like the viewing.
Yeah, because like the viewing is the wake.
Right.
That's where you go and you look at the body and it's all made up with makeup and shit.
Yeah, and that's what she looks like. I mean, she looks like she's formaldehyde up all stiff.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You see the pictures are fucking wacky. But she sported dark shades and nail polish. The funeral home directors also made sure she had a case of Busch beer by her side and menthol cigarette in hand. The thing she would have enjoyed at a social gathering.
Oh, so this was a classy funeral.
Yeah, really.
These were some classy folks. Busch beer. Dude, I swear to God, if you fucking put a Bush beer in my casket when I fucking die, I'm going to come back and haunt your ass.
You can come back as a zombie.
Yeah,
and kill all those who wronged you.
A bottle of good tequila. What the fuck's wrong with you? Fucking Bush beer.
Sprinkle
and
some
menthol cigarette.
Sprinkle some white on your head before they close the door.
You're damn right. I want you to do a line off my corpse. That's what I want. It's going to be in my will. If anybody wants any of my shit, you got to do a line off my dead corpse.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, how uncomfortable would that be?
I know, right?
Oh, my last laugh on everyone.
If you want to be included in the will.
Just knowing. Just looking at, just like, because I'll be dead, but I'll still be there. You know, nobody will be able to see me. I'll be all floating around ghost-like. Just the look on everyone's face as they have to crouch down and do a rail off my dead body. Smelling like formaldehyde, all cold and stiff. Fucking... How uncomfortable would you be having to do that?
When they hollow out your fucking... they cut your index finger off and they hollow it out and they turn it into... You know, it has rigor mortis. And they turn it into a Coke straw. And and that's what you have to do the Coke through. You pass it to the next guy in line.
Now you're just getting a little crazy on me.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. I took it way too far.
I'm like, damn. There was nothing about cutting my finger off in my fucking will.
Well, we might as well go crazy with it. You're dead anyway. Why not? You know, want to have some fun with it.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, it makes a perfect Coke tube if you haul it around. Plus, it's all stiff. You know, the flesh is all stiff anyway. Could use that. Come on. You don't like that?
Yeah, you took it too far.
I didn't take it too far.
You took it too far.
I took it exactly where it needed to be.
I'm like all grossed out now. I'm like, God.
I think it's so funny that you were like...
hollowed it out?
I think it's so funny that you were like...
You have to dry it because it's a powder. You couldn't have any liquid in there at all. Mm-hmm. It would have to be a completely dried out, hollowed finger.
Yeah.
You just have to debone it.
Yeah, just debone it. Right.
That's what I was thinking. Getting a little sick now.
I think it's so funny that you were, like, loving the idea of watching everybody go all grossed out having to do Coke, but then I say something about just hauling out your finger, and now you're sick. Now you're a little bit sick.
Yeah.
Just smash my fucking head and let's end the episode. Okay. We'll see you guys soon.
Good. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.